before we have a word from the Lord, there is a praise song that I want to share with you. And then the next voice you will hear will be none other than the doctor, Dr. Melvin N. Allen Sr., the pastor of It Starts Within Church ministry in Woodbury, New Jersey. Hear him and pray for him as he declares the word of the Lord. At this time, gonna have one praise song, very short, and then we will hear from Dr. Allen.
I'm hurting and broken and thin, overwhelmed by the weight of your sin. Jesus is calling. Have you come to the end of yourself? Do you thirst for a drink from the well? Jesus is calling. Oh, come to the altar, the Father's heart open wide. Forgiveness was bought with the precious blood of Jesus Christ.
Sorry, y'all.
Leave behind your regrets and mistakes. Come the day, then the reason to wait. Jesus is calling. Bring your sorrows and trade them for joy. From the ashes a new life is born. Jesus is calling. Oh, come to the altar. The Father's heart is open wide. Forgiveness was bought with the precious blood of Jesus Christ. Oh, come to the altar. The Father's heart is open wide. Forgiveness was bought with the precious blood of Jesus Christ. Savior, is as he wonderful, sin, hallelujah, Christ is risen, I'll be born for he is wonderful. Sing hallelujah, Christ is risen. Oh, my Savior, is sing hallelujah, Christ is that makes me high as a star. Oh,
quickly. With all those accolades, his degree from Temple and his doctorate, I had to rush over here to help him with the Zoom. But you know what? And that, it's not 45 years, it'll be 28 years. Amen. But I'm saying that because in sickness and in health, when you can work your Zoom and when you can't work the Zoom,
yes,
we're still in love. And I just want to share with Macedonia that I've known your pastor since he ran up and down the streets of Jericho. And they, God somehow took him from Jericho. And next thing we know, Bill is in Phoenix, Arizona. God had a plan.
Yeah.
And that plan included Macedonia. So we never know. Things that don't look so good are all good when it comes to God's working in our life. So bless you. I'm very close with his mother, and I can't wait to get to heaven to tell her how it all happened. I love the family. And because I love Bill, I love his church, and I love his wife, and I love his children. I'm going to introduce you to my my spouse of 48 years. And I just want to share with you that he does love the Lord. He loves the word. And whether it's 5 minutes or 10 minutes, you will get fresh manna from above. Our church is called It Starts Within because it does start here. And may the words that he bring to you find a place in your heart that will carry you forth from this moment on. And mothers and grandmothers, who I am, what we get is for those, our children, the overflow. I love you. I bring you greetings, and have a wonderful rest of the day.
Amen. Thank you.
Amen.
Amen.
So good morning to y'all out there. Good afternoon to everybody here. Just want to say thank you for the privilege of stopping by to break the bread of life. Trust me, this is second of three challenges I have today. So I will not try to render the whole Bible. I will try to give you what God wants for you, and then we'll move on. But I just want to say congratulations to Macedonia. 12 years. God bless y'all. God bless you. God bless you. Let's go to God in prayer. Lord, I thank you and praise you right now. I give you the glory. You are worthy. Lord, I thank you for the privilege of being a part of a celebration, part of a journey that Macedonia is going on, to spread the gospel, to build strength, to build relationship in your name. Father, it's preaching time. Use this heart, this mind, it's yours. Use this just head, it's yours. Use this spirit, it's yours. Thank you in Jesus' name. And all God's children said amen. Amen.
Amen.
To Pastor Horace, like Sheila said, that we had other names when we were growing up in Jericho. Some names y'all gonna need to know. Slimmy, Roach, a few other names, but that's okay. To Pastor Horace, I'd like to applaud you, the commitment of you and your congregation for being a pillar of life. And Lord knows we need a pillar of life to community right now, and for standing for 12 years being a leaning post. As we would say, as you know, they would say, as the old folk, well, we old folk, a lighthouse to the lost, weary souls. 12 years to bring a bright light in the midst of darkness and an opening to broken hearts. Proverbs 3, verse 5. Just one verse. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Lean not unto your own understanding. For a few minutes, this thought, God will make a way. If there's one thing I know about ministry, it's not always been easy for any of us. You probably are much aware as anyone that it's not a walk in the park. I know this because there was a brother in the scripture by the name of Job having a conversation with some of his so-called friends. He was saying, you know, God has been good to me, real good. But I found out that a man that is born of a woman is of a few days. A few days are full of issues. So I know, if the truth be told, someone out there and out here, there have been times when your body didn't feel like it could make it, but you pushed anyway. God has challenged you in this pandemic moment, but you pushed on anyway.
Yes.
There have been days of uncertainty, yet you pushed on anyway. Moments, if you will, let's call it discouragement. Nights of despair sometimes, but sometimes it seems that God ain't listening. But you pushed on anyway. So if I say nothing else, keep pushing. Keep pushing on, Pastor. Keep pushing on, Macedonia. God knows what the plan is. Keep pushing. This text, Solomon here is warning us at the same time, however, he was encouraging us in that one verse. So that verse then becomes a twofold meaning. He says, trust in the Lord with all thine heart and lean not to thine own understanding. So Solomon is really saying there are going to be times when it seems like the more you pray, the more you have to pray. There's going to be times as if you see your vision, your dreams are fading. It's drifting away. Sometimes it seems as if you can see your vision, the dreams are on hold and your time has passed, is gone. So Solomon was telling us the same thing that God told another brother in the scripture by the name of Joshua. In the first chapter of Joshua, three times God warns and encourages Joshua at the same time. He warns and encourages, warns and encourages. In chapter one, it says, God tells Joshua, be strong, of good courage. But he does it three times. Now, I've often told our church, anytime God warns you of something three times, you better listen. Take heed, you better listen. You see, God would not tell you to be strong unless there was a need to be concerned, not unless danger was close and evident. There's another brother in scripture by the name of Nehemiah. He said, anytime you attempt to do God's work, the enemy is always busy. The enemy will always get busy trying to destroy your character, destroy your reputation, trying to slow you down. But I like what God said to Joshua. I will not fail thee nor forsake thee. That's why Solomon had said, don't lean on your own understanding. He was saying, stop focusing on what you see and don't listen to what you hear. If God has promised you something, even if you can't see how it's going to come to pass, even if you can't see where it's or what's going to happen, it's going to come to pass. There's another scripture, Numbers 23, verse 19. You may have heard of it. This is what it says. God is not a man that he should lie, neither the son of man that he should repent. Hath he said it, and shall he not do it? Or hath he spoken it, and shall it not be made good? And I believe that somebody out there has made up their mind that no matter what it looks like, I'm going to trust God in it. I mean, there's a mother on the motherboard out there who said, Lord, all that I am and ever will be is yours. I believe there's some deacon who's made up their mind that, Lord, if no one else keeps praying, I'm going to keep praying. I believe there's an usher who said, Lord, I trust you. I'm going to stand when nobody else is going to stand. Somebody that's singing, they may not be singing my favorite song, but as long as you let me sing to the glory of God, I'm going to give it voice. There might be some ministers who've been holding on to a promise and you refuse to let it go. And sometimes it looks like it's going to come to pass, but it is not happening and did happen and still ain't happening, but you're going to make up your mind. You're going to keep on ministering anyhow. Just like Jacob, y'all. Lord, I'm going to hold on to you until you bless me. I'm holding on with all that I have. I can't go forward and I refuse to go backwards without you. Lord, even if I can't see what you're doing, I'm going to trust you. Even though I can't understand, I'm going to trust you. Macedonia, if God made you a promise, you ain't got to worry about it. Because a promise from God is better than money in the bank. It's not like any other promise you'll ever receive. You see, my God don't know how to fail. Somebody has said, from the rising of the sun to the going down of the same, the Lord's name is to be praised. Heaven and earth will pass away, but his word will stand forever. The mountains will fade. The winds will cease to blow. The waters will dry up. The clouds will fall from the sky. But his word, his promise, will stand forever. Now, when we say, Lord, I trust you, you know, it sounds good, don't it? It feels good. But when you tell God you trust him, know that trusting God sometimes is going to come with some bumps. It's going to, you know, bruises. It's going to test the strength of your faith. And you're going to get cut. You're going to have scrapes. Listen, learning to trust in God is easier said than done. Oh, Pastor, you know what that's about. I know what that's about. Because sometimes while you're waiting on God, it don't seem like he's moving fast enough. Sometimes it seems as if he's somewhere with his eyes closed and you feel like Habakkuk. And you find yourself asking God, Lord, how long, oh God, how long must this go on? And that's what I like when I go to scripture. Like those three Hebrew brothers in front of Nebuchadnezzar. If they were here, they would say, we couldn't see any way out of our situation. And we couldn't see how God was going to do it. But we made up our mind that anything God puts us in, he can deliver us out. So what do you do? So what do they do? They told the king. This is what they tell him. It's great. We know you are the king. And you have the power to throw us in the furnace. But there's one thing we want you to know. The God we serve is able to deliver us. But if he don't, we don't still serve. If we don't move this mountain, if he don't cool the fire, he's still able. So is anybody out there willing to trust God in the fire this morning? Anybody out there to know that only God gonna deliver you from the fire, but he gonna stand right there in the midst of the fire with you? Yeah. Okay, over here. Joseph said, though he slay me, though God kills me, yeah, though he slay me. In other words, if he takes my life, he gave it to me. And if I have to suffer, he can deliver me. Job said, I will trust, yet I will trust in him. But then he said, I will maintain my own ways before him. In other words, Job said, I'm going to keep on serving him. Job said, if I die, he's able. If I live, he's able. And whatever happens, I'm going to trust him with all that I am and with all that I am. Trust. By the way, that's where some of us get lost. Listen to what Paul is talking about in this understanding of trust. He said, I fought a good fight, but guess what? I finished my course. I kept the faith. By the way, when Paul's talking about that, the word kept don't mean kept like held on to. It means I have guarded my faith. Macedonia, it means I have protected my faith. Macedonia, you got to trust God even when it looks like all hell is breaking loose around you. You have to hold on that with both hands tight, with every breath you have. Faith ain't faith until it's been tested. I found that out. Trust isn't trust until God has allowed us to have a test. You got to go through something in order to get something. And after these 12 years, I'm sure somebody out there has a testimony. I'm sure somebody knows that God can and he will make a way. Somebody knows him to be an ever-present help in time of trouble. And I found out that God will promise you things that will cause you to become nervous trying to figure out how it's going to come to pass. God will show you things that will cause you to step back and check to see who it is that's talking, because you can't believe that God is saying that. God is sharing with you, Pastor Hart, a vision for your church. He didn't share it with everybody, by the way, but you got to trust in God who he watches over his words to perform it. And God has a way of blowing a person's mind when he shows them something. God's power is so awesome that he will show you a building on a vacant lot. He'll show you a youth ministry with no youth leader. God will show you a choir and you ain't got no members. God will show you broken membership when you see members declining. God will show you a new building while you're trying to figure out how to pay for the one you got. God will show you a band ministry, a bus ministry, and you think you're crazy because no one puts you on the bus. God will promise a blessing, but then he'll put us in our wilderness. You know why? Because the wilderness, that's the time of testing. Just like what Jesus had to go through after he was baptized. Preparation to see if we can stand through the rain. And oh, by the way, you can't walk on water without first getting your feet wet. And you can't stand in a fiery furnace without first walking through the fire. you can't kill Goliath without looking your dead giant in the eye. You can't claim healing if you've never been sick. You can't shout for a financial miracle if you've never experienced in both. There's no way to heal a drug addict that's never been hooked on drugs. And God can't save somebody who ain't never been lost. But I believe in my heart there's somebody out there in Arizona that who can say the trouble don't last always. Leaning and depending on the Lord, trusting in Jesus. When I was a boy growing up, I used to love to watch the telephone man, and he was like Superman to me because he could climb up on a telephone pole. He just seemed to be good at hustling, you know, hopping down that telephone pole. Now I got a chance to talk to a telephone man one day, and I was trying to find out how he managed to get up and down that pole so easily. He explained, first of all, he had shoes, his shoes had, you know, had spikes. Second thing, he explained that in climbing, he made it a point to rest against his belt so that he could get a firm implant with his shoes. Now, the telephone man admitted that as a young brother, he really didn't know how to do it, and he didn't trust the belt. So instead of resting on the belt, he would slide down the pole. And as a result, he got a few splinters. And don't you know, many of us, because we refuse to trust God, keep getting splinters in our lives. Things that keep sticking on us that we can't get over. Things that keep jacking us that we can't get around. We continue to get splinters, and we're going to get splinters until we learn to trust in God and put all our confidence in his word. Listen, Macedonia, and I'm almost done. When the road gets dark, you can still trust. When the winds of trouble are blowing, you can still trust. When they're dragging your name to the mud, you can still trust. When the walls begin to close in, you can still trust them. When cancer is in your body, can you trust them? When diabetes is in your body and the doctors can't find an answer, can you still trust them? Blood pressure rocking back and forth and they don't know why. The pains that bit you over, can you still trust them? Late in the midnight hour, can you still trust them? When your burdens are heavy, weighing you down, can you still trust them? When you can't lift your head up, can you still trust them? When you're frustrated and can't see your way out, can you still trust them? When your job is threatening you, can you still trust them? When your husband ain't acting right and you've been a good wife, can you still trust them? Down to your last dime, can you trust them? You're lonely and no one's there, can you still trust them? When the tears are running down your face, can you still trust them? Can't stand it any longer. Can you still trust them? When you are between jobs, can you still trust them? When deliverance don't come right away. When pastor, can you preach when no one is there? Can you pray when they talk about you? Deacon, can you deacon when no one is there? Somebody said, I've been running for Jesus a long time and I'm tired, yet I've learned to trust in Jesus and I learned to trust in God. Somebody ought to shout, I don't believe about us to Father leave us. I come too far to turn away. Last thing. Solomon said, lean not to thine own understanding. Solomon's saying, you're not going to always understand why God's doing what he's doing. You're not always going to see what God is doing, but know this, that God is moving people in your path and opening new doors and closing old ones. Macedonia, God ain't through with you yet. We come this far by faith, leaning, depending on the Lord. Oh, yes, weeping may endure for a night, but I done found out joy does come in the morning. He will make a way. He'll shake your neighbor. He'll tell him, he's going to do it because I tried it for myself. I know for myself, he picked me up, turned me around, put me on solid ground. He healed my body, cleaned me up, fixed me up, gave me another chance, gave me peace, gave me joy, made a way out of no way. Macedonia, 12 years of standing, 12 years of praying, 12 years of shouting, 12 years of praising God, 12 years of baptizing, 12 years of I shall run and not get weary, they shall walk and not faint. Is there anybody out there who loves my Jesus? Is there anybody out there who loves my God? He's all right. So don't worry. It's all right to cry sometimes. Jesus got discouraged. He got weak, he got tired. He found himself crying out to God. Yeah, Jesus. You know him. The Rose of Sharon. Lily of the Valley. The great high priest. The chief cornerstone. The author, finisher of our faith. He found himself calling on the name of God. He said, Lord, I'm trusting you. Daddy, I'm trusting you. I'm tired. I'm weary. But if it be your will, Daddy, I love you, but if it be your will, let this cup pass. And Jesus trusted his Father to make a way on the cross in humanity. He said, my God, my God, why has God forsaken me? God the Father said, don't worry, my precious son. I'm gonna make a way. Don't worry, son. If you can hold on just a little while longer, I'm going to make a way. Stay your course a little while longer. We may endure for a night, son, just a little while longer, but I'm going to make a way. And Jesus, the Son, said, with all I have, with all that I am, I'm trusting you. Somebody said, don't hear. I got to leave you now. But I heard Jesus say, not my will, but Lord, your will be done. You will make a way. So is anybody out there who loves my Jesus at Macedonia? Is there anybody out there who loves my God? This is what Jesus said. Daddy, I'm on my way home. Now it's finished. It's done. So early on a Sunday morning, his Father made a way. Early on a Sunday, he got up, crowned in glory, walking on clouds, sat down at the right hand of God. I can hear him now saying, Daddy, Macedonia has been holding on a long time. Daddy, now I'm going to send them an angel to let them know their miracle is on the way. To let them know you haven't forgotten them. Jesus is holding stretched hands out today for his brothers and sisters. He's there, y'all. He's there all the time. He's there. Jesus is there. If anybody knows what I'm talking about, you need to get up out of your seat, put your hands together and say, yes. Jesus will make a way. God bless you.
Bless the wonderful name of Jesus.
Amen, amen.
Come on, let's give God some praise, y'all.
Yes, yes.
Come on, we give God some praise. Amen, 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 amen. We are so grateful for the word of the Lord and how Dr. Allen has edified us and encouraged us and just led us to just go just a little bit further. In God, all things are possible. And we are so grateful. At this time, I would be remiss and I would feel would be robbery if we did not extend the opportunity to discipleship.
Amen.
We don't want to take anything for granted. We can look through the screen and see individuals that we know and love and have been with and say, we know that they are saved, but there might be somebody that you don't recognize. There might be somebody there that you don't see or don't know, that you don't know if they know Christ. And so the doors of the church are open, and we want to compel anyone that does not have a relationship with Christ. If you have not accepted Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior, I'm not talking about riding on mama's coattails or grandmama's coattails. I'm talking about, I don't care if you go to church, if you have not accepted Jesus as your Lord and Savior, meaning that you're not asking God to come into your life, you have not confessed your sins, you have not professed your belief, and you have not trusted him, then you will not be in the safety of heaven. You will not spend eternity in heaven. I want to give you that opportunity today. If you don't know Jesus for yourself, if you don't allow Jesus to take over the throne of your life, if you not have accepted him with your mouth and with your heart, I offer Christ to you today. So all you have to do is just pray a simple prayer of salvation. All you have to say is, Lord Jesus, I need you. Lord, I'm a sinner, and I am confessing my sins unto you. Lord, I'm asking for forgiveness because I know that you are the only Son of God. Lord, I know you died on the cross for my sins, and I accept you as my Lord and Savior. Lord, take over the throne of my life and make me the kind of person you want me to be. And I will serve you till I die in the precious name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus the Christ. Say amen.
Amen.
And amen. If you have prayed that prayer of salvation, I would challenge you to send us a text even on this Zoom, you know, send a text and say, I have accepted, or send it in a text message over the phone, go to my website, go to our website, and just let us know so that we can then partner with you in discipleship. Because we don't want to leave you just being saved. We know that that's the gift of God, but God has also put us here on this earth so that we have the opportunity to partner together, to walk down Romans Road and disciple you side by side so that God can lead, guide, and direct you. I would ask that you would do that and do that sincerely. Again, we are so grateful for each and every one for being here. Those that I do not know, welcome, welcome, and welcome. It is an honor and a privilege that you are worshiping with us, and we pray God's blessings upon each and every one of you. Dr. Melvin Allen and his lovely wife, Sheila Allen, they are my heart. I remember that oak tree experience you and Pastor Tuff put me through, Dr. Allen. You sure you want to do this? Well, Look, 6 years later, here I am, serving Amen. God with the faith and the trust. I want to also thank our emeritus pastor emeritus, Dr. John Haddix. Amen. Dr. John Haddix is here with us on today, and we're so grateful. He has always been a supporter of Macedonia, even after retirement. We pray blessings over him. I would ask him to have words, but he ain't gonna say nothing because that's just the kind of guy he is. But thank you, Dr. Haddix, for all of your blessings, your support, and certainly your prayers and the vision that you have put in place here at Macedonia Baptist Church. And then to all of our family that is assembled here, the Macedonians, amen. Y'all know how I feel about y'all. You know, I love y'all with all of my heart. I love you for you just being you. I want to thank Mother Jones for being. Mother Jones is in the house, praise God. We thank her she's one of the founding members here. Want to thank our chairman of the Deacon Board, Deacon Phil, amen. He is in the house. Evangelist Tiffany, amen. We want to thank her. And then to Mother McPhee, amen. We thank her for being here. Our California connection, amen. She is in the house. I ain't gonna call her out her name, but our California connection is in the house. And to all of you, my brothers and my sisters, to my brother-in-law, amen, Brother Stevie in Alabama, and then to Sister Crystal, one of our psalmists, our heart, amen, Sister Decati, and then to one of our pillars, amen, my biggest supporter today, amen. I thank God for Sister Alice, for each and every one of you. We want to say blessings to each and all. Again, you have an opportunity to give unto this ministry. Please don't let this day go by. If the Spirit is leading you, please give, because we cannot do the ministry that we're doing, kingdom business, kingdom building, without your support. So please go to our website, holler at us, and let us know how you can participate in giving, and we would deeply deeply appreciated. Again, I am so thankful and I'm so full for being the senior pastor of this great church. As I always say, we might be small, but we're mighty at heart. Amen. And we are going to continue doing kingdom business, kingdom building. Listen, we are a church spiritually and literally without walls. That means that it's work to be done. And the only way that we're going to do it is to go ye therefore. So we thank God for his bountiful blessings. Listen, you got to know this and know it for yourself. He's able. He's able to heal. He's able to deliver. And he's able to set free. So be blessed and be a blessing, because it's better higher up. And you better know it, because he is able. At this time, we're going to have Dr. Allen give us the benediction, any closing remarks, and then we are going to be dismissed. But listen, we are not finished with this anniversary service, especially Macedonia. At 2 o'clock, we are going to be here again on Zoom, where we will close out our service with none other than our friend and our brother that was made known to us through our beloved, beloved Mother Hattie Ivory. We're going to have from Chicago, Illinois, Dr. Clyde Edward Nash from Kingdom Building Missionary Baptist Church in Chicago, Illinois, will be coming to bring the word. I encourage you, go get some lunch, go get your popcorn, and then make sure that you in the place where we are going to worship our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ for 12 blessed years. At this time, Dr. Allen, you can close us out, and we pray blessings on you and your wife and your church. Oh, by the way, one last thing. I have the distinct privilege of announcing to Macedonia that your pastor this fall will be attending Trinity Seminary.
Amen.
Trinity Seminary, where the professor that is going to be teaching me for the next 2 years will be none other than Dr. Melvin Allen, Sr. Amen. So I praise God for the opportunity to grow more in the Lord and grow in his word, so that I can be the ambassador and the disciple that he has called me to do, to be. Again, Dr. Allen, thank you so much for the word. And we thank you and pray blessings over you and your church.
Thank you. Thank you, Pastor. We're going to close. Just a note, a call to preach is a call to prepare. A call to serve and minister is a call to make it plain. And that's why we learn. So we praise God for his love. We'll be looking forward to seeing you in the fall at the Trinity. I'm going to close out. We have another, believe it or not, another service. We have 4 young men that are going to be baptized this afternoon. And we're going to have a young baby that's we're going to bless back to the Lord. So I'm looking forward to that as a part of this long but really fruitful day. Let us look to the Lord. Father, I thank you right now for the privilege of stopping by, yes, digitally, but in our hearts, we're all together. Stopping by to share and break the word of life. I thank you, Lord, for what you've done now. I thank you for this ministry. Lord, I ask that you would strengthen Macedonia in a way that they could even understand. Show them now that this is the beginning of what your plan is. So until then, now may the grace of our Lord and Savior Jesus the Christ, the love of God, and the sweet communion of the blessed Holy Spirit be with you all. All God's children said, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Y'all be blessed. Y'all have a wonderful day. Pastor, thank you, sir. I'm going to leave you. I'm going to go and get my baptismal stuff on, because we got to get over there and get them baptized.
Get on over to Jericho.
Yeah. Y'all be blessed now.
God bless. All right. Okay. Blessings. All right. We pray blessings over each and every one of you. Macedonia, please, 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 Macedonia, continue to keep the Thomas family, Bishop Alexis Thomas family, please keep them in prayer. They are in need of your prayers as they have lost a loved one. So please Keep them in your prayers and keep one another in prayer, because we know for a fact that Jesus will. Amen. Amen. See y'all in two, at two, in two. Don't be late. You might be missing out on a blessing. God bless y'all. Thank you. See, you wouldn't want to be you.